The countdown is on for Dreamforce 2025, the world's largest, most trusted AI event, coming October 14 to 16, 2025, both in person in San Francisco and virtually on Salesforce Plus. Attendees from around the world will experience 3 days of groundbreaking innovation, bold ideas, visionary inspiration, and agentic transformation that will shape the future of their organizations and their careers. Every year, we invite the Salesforce developer community to submit proposals to speak in a Dreamforce session. It's a chance to share your knowledge, expertise, and experience with thousands of attendees, and we'd love to include your contribution. Our goal for Dreamforce 2025 is to present a comprehensive agenda that reflects the varied interests and needs of our entire developer community, from Agentforce to Apex. We're actively seeking and highly encourage submissions on both Agentforce and core platform concepts such as Apex, LWC, DevOps, security, and integration best practices. The Dreamforce 2025 call for participation is now officially open. If you have a great idea for a session, be sure to follow the guidelines outlined below and complete the submission process by 5 p.m. PT on May 30, 2025. Why submit a Dreamforce proposal? Presenting at Dreamforce isn't just about speaking, it's about inspiring others, strengthening your personal brand, and helping to build a strong and collaborative community of Salesforce professionals. Whether you're a seasoned speaker or a first-timer, Dreamforce welcomes fresh perspectives that help attendees learn new skills and drive business success. Key elements of a successful proposal and presentation. The most successful sessions are those that showcase a developer's personal expertise in working through a particular challenge. When thinking about your proposed session, consider covering these three important areas: the challenge you faced, the solution you devised to overcome it, the lessons you learned before, during, and after implementation. If you'd like to learn more about what we look for in a great proposal, check out this helpful video. Types of Dreamforce sessions. We encourage you to think of creative ways to deliver your message that reflect your personal style. There are three session types for you to consider. Choose one that matches the format, length, and audience engagement that works best for you in your presentation. Breakout sessions, 40 minutes, perfect for deep dives, case studies, or best practices. This format allows audience members to engage with the presenter and ask questions. We recommend 30 minutes for presentation delivery, leaving the last 10 minutes for questions and discussion. For a great example, check out this video. Theater sessions, 20 minutes, shorter talks, great for sharing technical solutions, demos, and technical expertise. While this format typically doesn't allow time for Q&A or discussion, speakers are encouraged to answer attendee questions on the show floor after their presentation. For a great example, check out this video. Community campfire sessions, 20 minutes, these smaller, interactive sessions are entirely community-led and designed to spotlight the skills, expertise, and learnings that can help elevate trailblazers' careers in the Salesforce ecosystem. These sessions are hosted in a smaller theater, so they should be conversation-focused and only use a limited number of slides. Content themes for developers. We're excited to see submissions on topics which are important to the Trailblazer community. Themes like Agentforce, Data Cloud, and core Salesforce platform features will inspire our audience. Examples of great topics include best practices for flow, how to manage user access effectively, or how to automate your deployment pipeline, along with Data Cloud and Agentforce topics. Share your technical use cases, experiences in the Salesforce ecosystem, and more. How to submit a session proposal. Submitting a proposal is a simple, step-by-step process. Here are some guidelines for defining your session and filling out the submission form. Craft a title, 60-character limit, provide an overview of the topic that you will present to a technical audience, developers, admins, or architects. Make it very clear to attendees what they'll learn. Tip: start with a verb and include the name of the product or technology. Example: build connected agents with Agentforce and Mule. Soft. Create an abstract, 200-character limit. Craft a short paragraph that dives deeper into what your session is going to cover. Be creative. What are you going to explain? What are you going to build or demo? What will your audience take home with them and share with their teams? Tip: accuracy and clarity are more important than creative writing. Be careful with AI-generated titles and abstracts, as they can feel inauthentic and impersonal. For more writing tips, check out our Trailhead module on voice and tone. Example: discover how to build agents with Agentforce and integrate APIs using MuleSoft's capabilities. Explore Topic Center and MuleSoft API catalog to create powerful, connected agents. Why should this session be presented at Dreamforce? 1,000 character limit, further explain the importance of your topic. Use this field to share any additional relevant details not included in the abstract. This helps us make a final decision on session selection. Example: this is a topic where I have a lot of experience as I've been involved in 3 customer implementations where was key. These are the main takeaways that I would share in my presentation at Dreamforce 2025. This will be the structure of the talk. I've presented on this topic before, and the session was very successful. You can read some feedback I received here. What is the suggested length of time for your proposal? Pick list, select from community campfire, theater, or breakout, see full descriptions above. Session level, pick list, select the most relevant level that best applies to the technical expertise of your target audience. We aim to achieve a balance of beginner, intermediate, and advanced sessions. Who is the primary audience of your content? Pick list, select the appropriate audience for your session. Developer for content most relevant to developers and attendees who code. Administrator for content most relevant to admins and attendees building with low code or no code features. Architect for content that is focused on architecture skills and knowledge. What is the primary product that your content speaks to? Pick list, select the main product your session will be about, for example, Salesforce platform. Add your proposed primary speaker and co-speakers. Submit by the deadline, ensure your proposal is submitted before the cutoff date. If you have more than one topic that you'd like to propose, please complete the submission process separately for each. There's a maximum of 5 submissions per person. Please do not submit the same session to multiple audiences as the audiences are typically different. If your session is broad and inclusive of multiple audience types, choose the most applicable as the primary audience, and tell us more about the session in the title, abstract, and the why should this session be presented at Dreamforce? Field. If selected, we will ensure your session reaches the right audience. New to presenting? Check out the Public Speaking Skills module on Trailhead for tips to polish your skills. Submission status notifications. Once you submit a proposal, your proposal will be reviewed and selections will be made to ensure the right mix of content across our technical audiences. You'll then be notified of your submission status in July. Support for selected proposals. If your session is accepted, we'll guide you through the session preparation process, which includes coaching you to prepare your content, reviewing your presentation slides, and rehearsing your session. You will also receive a complimentary speaker pass to attend Dreamforce 2025. If you've already registered to attend, you will receive instructions on how to either refund your registration or transfer it to someone else. Options for proposals that are not accepted. With limited slots and a high volume of submissions, not every proposal can be accepted, but this is not a reflection on the quality of your topic. The selection process is competitive, and decisions are influenced by factors like session balance, audience needs, and event themes. If your session isn't selected, please consider sharing your insights at Trailblazer Community Conferences or Trailblazer Community Group Meetups. Important dates to remember. Stay on top of the call for participation process by following this timeline. May 6, 2025, call for participation opens. Start brainstorming and drafting your proposal. May 30, 2025, submission deadline. Make sure that you submit proposals for consideration by 5 p.m. PT. July 2025, submission status notification sent. We'll let you know if your session is accepted. October 14 to 16, 2025, Dreamforce 2025, join us in San Francisco. Accepted speakers get a complimentary pass to Dreamforce. Get started today. Don't wait, begin defining your session and submit your proposal as soon as possible. We look forward to hearing your ideas. About the authors. Dave Norris is a developer advocate at Salesforce. He's passionate about making technical subjects broadly accessible to a diverse audience. Dave has been with Salesforce for over a decade, has over 40 Salesforce certifications, and became a Salesforce Certified Technical Architect in 2013. Christy Fedura is responsible for global developer programs at Salesforce, which inspires developers to be their best. A certified community manager and multiple award-winning marketer, Christy believes in good code, community, and equality. You can find Christy in the Trailblazer community and follow her on Blue Sky or LinkedIn.